after the killing of these two soldiers from Tanzania, we have decided really to finish that the remaining of this armed group from Uganda is ADF NALU, because they are causing a lot of mess in that region, and we cannot accept that killing against our partners of MONUSCO, because they came here to help for peace. So that is why we have decided to enhance our offensive against them, and we are very far now, deeply engaged in the forest, and we have discovered a lot to follow them and destroy all their last remnants. And we are doing it with big success. And the number three of the ADF was killed, I think, 1 week ago. And we hope that this group will be finished very, very soon.
We also had reports coming from MONUSCO that they are willing to go it alone in the fight against some of these armed groups in parts of the country. What is your government reaction to that?
As far as FDLR is concerned, I think they are well aware of what opposed us and why our government took the decision not to cooperate with them. They know very well why, and it is to them to meet all these reasons we gave why we were not happy. So if they want to go by themselves, it is not forbidden. I think it is one of the mandates that was given to them by the UN resolution. But we have given reasons why we refuse to cooperate with them about FDLR. If these reasons are met, I think things can change, but these reasons have not yet met. So why not? They can go by themselves as we are going by ourselves.
Well, Honorable, wouldn't this supposed misunderstanding or disagreement between your government and MONUSCO really give this FDLR enough breathing room to perhaps escape from the military pressure that together you are putting on them?
Only someone who is not well aware of the situation, the ongoing situation, can think that FDLR can be given a chance. I think they are disappearing, and we have neutralized more than half among them. I think the offensive is well going, but about our problem with our partners of MONUSCO, things have not yet changed. So things must change. They have to reconsider the situation. But if this situation is not put on the table by them, so let's go by each one on its way. So I think this is not something that we have to lose time with.
What is the most critical part of your reasons that you think the MONUSCO should meet before any cooperation between your government or your forces and MONUSCO to continue with this military offensive that you've been undertaking for quite a while now?
We have talked a lot about it. Our head of state have already said about it. I'm not going to repeat. We need only respect. We need our army be respected. We need our country be respected by our partners. You can't cooperate with someone and lack respect to him. We said something. We need to be understood, and that's all. I'm not there to repeat what I've been said. Everybody is aware.